Headline from the American Thinker. Why would the Senate make it easier for China to flood the American market?
The Chinese virus. Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. China. It comes from China.
Now, I just want to throw this out there to some of y'all, because there's another version of Trump doing a China remix. I don't know.
Go ahead, please.
Said many times that...
Oh, this one doesn't have music on it. You guys are losers. I'm sorry. Don't make me waste my time. Don't recommend it and then not give me music, brah. But yes, why would the Senate make it easier for China to flood the American markets? Because that's who we serve, my man. That's who we serve. That's why they hated Trump. This stuff is not hard. It's not difficult. Why are we still freaking out or acting surprised at how much control we have ceded to the Chinese? But we're America. I don't care. I don't care about any of that. The Chinese have major influence over every area of America, the four pillars, whatever you want to call it, education, entertainment, politics, law, culture. What do you mean law? I mean, who do you think is bankrolling all of these lawyers that are getting out or getting bond posted or representing Black Lives Matter, Black Lesbian Matter protesters? Who do you think's bankrolling that besides Soros? Let me read this from Andrea Wildberg of the American Thinker. Why would the Senate make it easier? Because half the Senate is bought off by the Chinese. For over a year, conservatives have suspected that the Wuhan super virus of COVID-19 came not from people eating bats, but from the Chinese researchers messing around with bat viruses. Very different. That suspicion has now been pretty much confirmed. China, whether carelessly or deliberately, created and released a virus that essentially destroyed the world as we know it. Do not forget, dear listener, do not forget this. The only economy, the end of 2020, that was in the positive, that had gained, was China. That's it. Everybody else got destroyed. Everybody else is still in lockdowns. The West, that bastion of freedom, is beating up grandmas and imposing more lockdowns. Oh, yeah, you're free for now. You're free for now, absolutely. But do not get comfortable. Because in the fall, when COVID cases or just for under the guise of general health practices, things like lockdowns and face masks become a hot issue again. You and I proved it in the first lockdown last year. We said, oh, we'll do it. Oh, yeah, public safety. Blah, blah, blah. Nope. And this is all to make sure that we're too busy fighting each other, too busy with Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff, to focus on the fact that the Chinese, China, owns most of the U.S. Also, if you ever want to have a fun Google search, you could always look up how much property the Chinese own in the U.S. And some of you will be like, yeah, well, look, It doesn't really matter. Yeah, it does. I mean, when I say that they own most of the land around Detroit, you're all like, he can have Detroit. Guys, it's not a matter. It doesn't matter. Do you want to know how many properties the Chinese bought in 2018? Total number of properties, 40,400 in 2018, 19,000 in 2019, 18,000 in 2020, 40,600 in 2017. That's just how much they bought. Doesn't talk about acres or where. It's just how much they bought. Last year alone, they bought 18,000 properties in the U.S. On top of the control that they were able to put on us through the Wuhan virus. And then you have this. Let's get into this. Let's get back to the article. China should be made a pariah nation, but instead the Senate, by a huge margin that included almost all Republicans. These are the same guys that wanted to stand next to President Trump during rallies while he was saying America first. While he was all about America and America first and the policies that would keep us in that position or trying to bring back manufacturing to support American businesses. You know, America first.
Dude, America first! America first! Get that through your head! Dude, America first! America first! You heard that before? What? America first! America first! What the hell, man? Dude, America first! America first! To all of you, let me explain one damn thing.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks, buddy. But all these Republicans, I could not wait to stand next to President Trump. Oh, I have America first, too! Woo! Yeah, they just passed this bill. What is the bill? They adopted an amendment that cuts tariffs on hundreds of products that China ships to America. Why can't we understand? Because the Chinese own businesses that then donate to these candidates or these senators. It's all about money. We send them money for cheap crap, and they then use that money to run us into the ground. It's an awful cycle. From the Epoch Times, which we are an official affiliate of, crusadechannel.com/epic, if you want to get real, honest reporting, crusadechannel.com/epic, please use our link, crusadechannel.com/epic, you're going to get stories like this from the Epoch Times. An exasperated Senator Marco Rubio tweeted his frustration late Thursday after the Senate voted 91-4 91-4 a measure that cuts U.S. tariffs on hundreds of products imported from China. The China bill now reduces tariffs on hundreds of products made in China.